Hi, I'm Srini Siripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems, career, health, business, relationship, finances. Life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea with this podcast is to coach you through some of your unknowns on a daily basis so that you get motivated, you get inspired, and you get ahead in life. As I'm recording this podcast episode today, which is the Friday, which is the January 8th, 2021, something amazing is going on in the financial markets. Now, a lot of other things are also going on. I don't want to go there. I am also equally tormented personally with all the events that are happening with our country. Shouldn't have happened. It happened. And this is the time to heal and this is the time to move forward. I just don't want to get into that emotion right now. And I want to stay focused on the financial markets, which are pretty exciting. Tesla is almost touching $900. Bitcoin almost touched $42,000. Wow. Unbelievable. Never thought this would happen. Now, I don't know how long this will continue, how far this will go. But just the fact that it happened, it's happening in front of our eyes. It's amazing. Before I get going any further, I want to make a quick disclaimer that I'm not a certified financial planner. I'm not an advisor. Anything that I say here on this podcast, anything that you listen to is only for educational purposes. Please do not follow any of my instructions when it comes to stock markets. Okay? Use the information, make your own judgment, own your judgment, and own the outcome. Okay? So that being said, the markets are shooting up. Let me ask you a question. Did anybody, any of your friends, at any point in time in last few years, asked you to buy Bitcoin and you said no or you ignored? Did any of your friends ask you to buy Tesla and you ignored or you overlooked? Personally, in my case, many of my friends told me to invest in Bitcoin. Several of my friends bought Bitcoin when it was trading at $500 only. And we all know the story. In 2017, while speaking at an event, I asked a question. I said, anybody in this room has invested in Bitcoin? One hand went up and one person, he said, yeah, I did at 18,000. I just bought one. I said, what if it goes down? He said, it's okay. I just wanted to have a feel of it. It's okay. Well, soon after that, Bitcoin went down to about 7,000 or so, or 8,000, something like that. Stayed there. Even it went down further down to about 4,000. In fact, it was trading at 10,000 around December of 2020, December 10th of 2020. And now it's about $42,000 almost. Touched, just regressed a little bit to 41,000, but almost touched 42,000 as I'm recording this. The reason why I'm making this whole podcast episode on this is because yesterday I had a conversation with a friend of mine and he was asking me, should I buy Bitcoin now? And I really do not know how to answer that question. But I know where they're coming from. They feel like they're left out. They feel that they did not act. And they're trying to fix that guilt in them. This is how people make mistakes. They go in because everybody around them are excited. So they feel that they're left out. And this whole FOMO thing catches up. And this is the time when they make that error. Error in judgment, driven by emotion, no logic, no concept. Now, if somebody asks, should I invest in Bitcoin? Invariably, what I think is going on there is they do not know what Bitcoin is. And my answer to this friend was, go study what Bitcoin is. Understand what it is supposed to be doing and what it does and why it's important in our culture, in our society, as we stand right now. So do the basic study, get an understanding, and then decide if you want to participate in the app. If not, don't. Every time somebody asks, should I buy this stock or that stock or should I invest here and there? It means they are hearing information in bits and pieces. They're somehow not able to bring that information together. And they're ignoring in a way because they can't deal with it. They just put it behind them and move on with life. Till a point when something that they have put behind comes into the forefront and starts demanding their attention. We are seeing that with Bitcoin right now and Tesla right now and many other stocks right now. So my question becomes is, will they go down? Yes. Every time something goes up, will go down in my opinion. Is it possible that people who get in now will lose out? Yes, there is a possibility of that. Is it possible that you buy Bitcoin today at $40,000, it's going to become $120,000 tomorrow. There's a possibility of that too. The question is, how do you get in and create a secured position without risking, without losing? So my suggestion always is, always invest that money which you really do not need right away. I will take that little further and say, invest that money you will never need ever in your life. You just invest, you keep on growing that money, and eventually when you leave, that money goes back to your children or grandchildren or some other good charitable work. You see how this is going, where I'm going with this? Somebody asks, I don't know which stock to invest in. I don't know where to put my money. That means they don't understand incremental investing. Put $100 every week into Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency and keep on doing that over the next 365 days. So for example, if you put $100 a day into Bitcoin today and you do that over the next 365 days, at the end of 365 days, you have put in $36,500. Will it go up? Will it go down? I have no idea. Whenever it is going down, you are buying at the low point on that day, in that instance. And whenever you put in the next $100, maybe it's high. So you are buying it at the next high point on that day. So essentially, over a long period of time, you are averaging the risk. That's it. Whether you're investing into Tesla, whether you're investing into any cryptocurrency, or you're investing into a mutual fund, you have that option to do incremental investing and automatic investing. That means money from your checking or saving account will go on a daily or on a weekly basis to all these investments as you desire. So the way I got this going is very simple. I have incremental money going in once a week into a cryptocurrency of my choice. Every week, $100, $200, $10, whatever you think, set it up. Same thing with mutual funds. Make sure that your money goes on a weekly or daily basis from your savings or checking account into your trading account on a regular, consistent basis. You can do that with E-Trade. Even Robinhood as an app. Incremental, like put $100 into Tesla. Let's say you feel you're being left out. Now you put $100 in Tesla, maybe for the next month or two or three, you don't feel like you're left out. At least you're part of the journey. You don't need to buy one share at $900 to feel good about Tesla. And you say, oh, you know, I just only have one share. I wish I had more. See, if you have invested $50,000 to Tesla, I was sharing this with my friend yesterday. If you'd have invested $50,000 in Tesla in March of 2020 when the market was low, today, that $50,000 would have been $455,000. You look at these numbers, it's amazing. So how do you catch all this? It's very simple. Invisibly invest whatever amount of money on a daily basis or on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis to your choice of funds, stocks, or cryptocurrencies for a long amount of time. And 5, 10, 15 years from now, you are rich. Not only rich, you are wealthy. Not only wealthy, you are generational wealthy. I hope today's episode has motivated you to start looking at your finances differently. I am not sharing Tesla, Bitcoin, and any other stock or any other cryptocurrency that I mentioned here on the podcast episode. It is to drive the point. I'm not suggesting you invest into any of this. But at least put that mindset in place. The mindset of daily regular investing, the mindset of incremental investing, and the mindset of automatic investing over a long period of time. That is how magic happens. Thank you for listening. Appreciate your comments. Appreciate your feedback. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe. Please share this podcast with all your friends and family. I look forward to coming back and having an incredible conversation with you about some topic on life on Monday. You take care, stay strong, stay focused. Bye now.